This is Steve Ember.
And this is Shirley Griffith with the VOA Special English Program, Explorations. Today, we tell about a famous natural place, the Grand Canyon.
In late September 1540, a group of Spanish explorers, led by Captain Garcia Lopez de Cardenas, came to a stop. For weeks, they had walked north across the great southwestern American desert. The land was dry. The sun was hot. They were searching for seven golden cities that they had been told about. There was not much to see on this land, just the faraway line where the sky meets the ground. Suddenly, they came to the edge of what seemed to be a huge cut in the earth. There seemed to be no way to walk around this deep canyon. It stretched below them into the distance, to their left and right, as far as they could see. Below them, and across from where they stood, were strange shapes of yellow, red, brown, and black rocks and stone.
A small, muddy river appeared to be flowing at the bottom. Captain Cardenas ordered three of his soldiers to climb down the side of the canyon to see if they could find a way to cross to the other side. The three climbed about one-third of the way down. They found that the canyon was much deeper than they thought, so they climbed back up. Captain Cardenas and his group turned back to the south. Today, history recognizes them as the first Europeans to see the Grand Canyon formed by the Colorado River. They had reached a place that today is considered one of the most beautiful, strange, and interesting places in the world. The geology of the Grand Canyon is like a history of the formation of the earth. During millions of years, water, ice, and wind formed the canyon. Although the Grand Canyon is in the middle of a desert, water plays an important part in the way the land looks. The sun shines bright and hot almost every day. It makes the soil hard. When rain does come, it cannot sink into the soil. Instead, it flows to the Colorado River. You can see in the sides of the Grand Canyon different kinds of rock at different levels. Each of the 18 levels was formed during a different period of Earth's history.
About 17 million years ago, pressures deep in the earth pushed up the land through which the river flowed. The river continued to flow through the area, cutting deeper into the rock.
Today, the Grand Canyon is in a national park. About 5 million people visit it each year. They stop at its edge and look in wonder at a place that can create great emotions in those seeing it. Others walk down the many paths into the canyon. Some ride rubber boats down the Colorado River through the Grand Canyon. River guides are experts at taking the boats through the most violent rapids. This activity, called whitewater rafting, is very popular.
The sound of the river is always present, sometimes loud, sometimes soft. After several days traveling on and sleeping near the river as it flows through the Grand Canyon, many visitors say they feel their cares and worries leave them. Their concerns are replaced by a feeling of wonder about the canyon and the powers of nature.